It's time for the KHNS Local News. I'm Jen Shelton. Today in the news, Chilkat Valley Preschool is teaming up with Haynes Dental to teach the kids about oral hygiene. The school is participating in an early education pilot program with the local Search Clinic. And on Friday, two dental professionals and a dragon visited the school to sing songs, talk teeth, and offer fluoride treatments to participating students. Chilkat Valley preschoolers gather on the carpet, each child sitting behind their name tag. It's Friday morning, 45 minutes before the class heads outside to play. Some of the students sit crisscross applesauce, while others perch on all fours. The class is at full attention, or as full as their attention can muster. They have a very special visitor.
This dragon's name is Sparkle.
That's Crystal Miller speaking. Currently, she's the only full-time dental hygienist in Haynes. She's introducing the only full-time dental dragon in Haynes to the class. She holds up the stuffed animal, which is blue with brown spots. It has green horns, a well-fed orange belly, and a gaping grin full of large, pearly whites. Miller says that she purchased Sparkle after the preschool, CVP, agreed to partner with the clinic in a quarterly introduction to oral hygiene program.
It has like a replica of human dentition, and I've seen before programs that have a puppet, and when I ordered this, I hoped it was going to be a big puppet, and it ended up being kind of a little plushy, which is fine for this group, because it's a small enough group that they could all see and interact with it, but this one is going to stay here at CVP, and we have a full-size puppet on the way that we'll be able to use in the future.
Miller says that she hopes to expand the program to all the preschools in Haynes. She says she hasn't thought up a name for the program's future dental puppet, but that anyone can stop by the clinic and offer suggestions. After the lecture, preschoolers take turns practicing brushing and flossing Sparkle's teeth. Each student performs the task for 2 minutes, the amount of time Miller recommends they should spend brushing their own teeth. Sparkle doesn't have a tongue, so the kids are able to brush and floss its teeth without the help of an adult. But, as Miller explains in the lecture, tongues can make brushing teeth tricky. She says that it takes advanced dexterity to brush around a tongue and that preschoolers should ask for help from an adult. The kids are having none of it.
Yeah. So, if you're under 8 years old, then a grown-up should help you brush and floss your teeth, right?
And no, I'm 4 and I know how to floss and brush my teeth.
All by yourself?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Why you brush your teeth?
Sometimes I can do it all by myself.
Miller defers and redirects. She passes out floss sticks to students and teaches them a song about brushing and flossing twice a day, the clinic's recommended frequency. Alex Belcher is a dental assistant at the Haynes Clinic. She says that she understands that life with a preschooler can be hectic, and that brushing twice a day can feel like a lot. She says that one way to keep the daily routine interesting is to introduce disclosing tablets. Disclosing tablets are available for free at the dental clinic. They are swished around in the mouth after brushing, and they make any remaining plaque turn purple.
Provide them for our patients. It's just like a tool, and kids really enjoy it. I mean, I kind of use it too. You can see what spots you're missing.
After the lecture, Miller and Belcher set up a dental station in the back of the school. They apply a fluoride treatment to all the students who brought back a consent form. The kids all agree that the treatment tastes like mango. Many localities across the country add fluoride to their supply of drinking water. Lead operator of the Haynes Water Department, Henry Pollan, told KHNS that the borough does not.
No, we do not fluoridate any of our city water.
The American Dental Association says that fluoride treatments prevent cavities by strengthening the outer shell of teeth. The ADA recommends that preschool-age children receive a fluoride varnish once every 3 months. Belcher says that the clinic's quarterly visits to the preschool are planned according to the recommendations. But she says that while the ADA recommends fluoride treatments, the decision is left completely up to the parents.
We are all about bodily autonomy at our clinic, and so whatever the parents and kids feel is best for them.
All the dentists at the Haynes Clinic are licensed to treat pediatric patients. In addition, the clinic schedules a traveling pediatric dentist every 4 months. This week, from Tuesday to Friday, Dr. Sanzone will be at the clinic. The clinic has a wait list for any patients who would like to schedule an appointment. That's it for the KHNS Local News. I'm Jen Shelton. You can find this story and learn how to access the KHNS News as a podcast at khns.org/news. This is KHNS, Haines, Skagway, and Klukwan at 102.3 and translator K220 BK Skagway, Alaska at 91.9.